Now, this is something I promised, and I'm happy to deliver on that promise. Something that you can't get anywhere else, music you cannot get anywhere else, but here on Wisconsin Public Radio, this is the first time it will have been played on Wisconsin Public Radio. And we recorded it over at Ten Chimneys, that home of Alfred Lund and Lynn Fontanne, the great theater couple of Broadway fame. Alfred Lund, a native Wisconsinian. And there in the great house there at Ten Chimneys is this spectacularly decorated piano. It's called the Noel Coward Piano. It's a Steinway, a 31 Steinway. We don't know if Noel Coward ever actually played it, but he was a very frequent visitor to the house, one of the best friends of Lund and Fontanne, and it seems inevitable that he would at one point have at least played it. At probably many points, he just kind of brushed it off when people asked him. But we were curious as to what that piano sounds like, and so we invited pianist Christopher Taylor to go over to Ten Chimneys back at the end of August and record some classical music and also some Noel Coward tunes on the piano. And so this is a nice dose of Chopin preludes, starting with number 7 out of a group of 24 by Chopin. Christopher Taylor at Ten Chimneys playing the Noel Coward piano. Thank you. the sound of the Noel Coward Piano at Wisconsin's Ten Chimney over there in Genesee Depot, Wisconsin. Christopher Taylor playing preludes by Frédéric Chopin. And now back to Ten Chimneys, and I mentioned the Chopin, the preludes that Christopher Taylor played on that occasion. And he also did, in honor of Noel Coward, his arrangements of three well-known songs by Noel Coward, and this is one of them. See You Again, as I hope I will, in fact. The arrangement of the Noel Coward Standard by Christopher Taylor, who was playing the Noel Coward Piano at Ten Chimneys back on August 29th. And as I said, we'll hear more of his Chopin and his Noel Coward on Monday during the midday.